Indiana residents have been receiving unsolicited text messages urging them to call Senator Joe Donnelly's office. The Indianapolis Star reports the text messages are directed at Indiana area codes and urge residents to pressure the first-term Democratic senator to vote to confirm President Trump's latest Supreme Court nominee. The texts come from the Judicial Crisis Network, a conservative political organization currently campaigning for Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation. The group describes themselves on their website as being, quote, dedicated to strengthening liberty and justice in America, and that they are committed to the Constitution and the founders' vision of a nation of limited government, unquote. The phone number that was listed as having sent the text is not the phone number of the Judicial Crisis Network, but was instead that of Senator Joe Donnelly's office. Senator Donnelly has not currently stated whether he will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. If the text were not sent from Donnelly's office, the Judicial Crisis Network may have violated a federal anti-spoofing law. That law prohibits the display of misleading caller ID information, quote, with the intent to defraud, cause harm, or wrongfully obtain anything of value, unquote. These texts may have also violated federal laws prohibiting the sending of automated texts without the recipient's consent. Carrie Severino, Chief Counsel and Policy Director for the Judicial Crisis Network, says that the texts were sent manually and that recipients could choose not to respond. Senator Donnelly was one of three Democrats to vote to confirm President Trump's first Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, last year. Donnelly is one of three Democrats up for a re-election in states that went for Trump in 2016. He is considered by many to be a likely swing vote on Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation.